A prayer for our children. Grace. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with our children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lord bless our children and their house and their nation and keep them. Glory to God in the highest. Hear us when we call, O God of our righteousness. Have mercy on our children, and hear our prayer. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with their spirit. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the beloved Son, that the God of grace will pour on them and their house and their nation the spirit of grace and supplication, that they will grow and become strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God be upon our children. In Christ we pray, that our children and their house and their nation will see the grace of God, be glad and encouraged with purpose of heart, and continue with the grace of God, that they will be known as a good people, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. In Christ we commend them to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build them up and give them an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. For they are of one with Jesus Christ, the author of their salvation, part of the brethren, and sons and daughters of glory. To our children and their family, a true son or daughter in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, who has entered the holy places of heaven to appear in the presence of God for our children, that they and their house and their nation will receive the abundance of grace, a measure of faith, and the gift of righteousness will reign in their life through the one, Jesus Christ. Where sin abounds, grace abounds much more, that grace might reign in our children and their house and their nation, through righteousness to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Christ we ask our Father God, that sin shall not have dominion over our children and their house and their nation, that they be brought under grace. In acceptable time, God will hear them, and in the day of their salvation, he will help them. May the God of grace make our children and their house and their nation abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in love, and make them abound in grace also. Let God's grace be sufficient for our children. Surely, his strength is made perfect in their weakness. So may the power of Christ rest upon our children, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with them and their house and their nation. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children and their house and their nation with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose them in him before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as his children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. In him they have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he has made to abound toward them in their house and their nation, and in all wisdom and prudence, in whom also they have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to God's purpose to be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. May God, who is rich in mercy, make our children and their people alive together with Christ, and raise them up together, and make them sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness towards them and their house and their nation. In Christ Jesus. Grace to our children and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for their sins, that he might deliver them from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. We thank God upon every remembrance of our children, making requests in the name of Jesus, our High Priest, who is seated at the right hand of Majesty in the heavens, for them and their house and their nation, with joy, that God, who has begun a good work in them and their house and their nation, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, that they may be a partaker of the grace of God. In Christ we ask our Father and God, in the name of Jesus, the Son who has been perfected forever, that our children will receive the gift of grace of God by the effective working of his power, that they will receive grace according to the measure of Christ's gift, and that the grace upon them will be exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus, who sits at the right hand of God, that our children and their house and their nation receive God's fullness, grace for grace. Having been justified by faith, in Christ we pray, our children and their house and their nation have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom they also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. May the gift of grace abound to them, our children and their house and their nation. For God has not given them a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He who is faithful has saved them and called them with a holy calling, not according to their works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began. For our children are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that they should walk in them. In Christ we also pray, always for our children and their house and their nation, that our God would count them worthy of his calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in our children and them in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved them and given them everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort their hearts and establish them in every good word and work. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with them all. The Lord Jesus Christ be with their spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our children. Our love be with them all in Christ Jesus. Let them and their people praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. In accordance with Romans 1:11, by the Spirit of the Lord and by the authority of Jesus Christ, and the Father that is in heaven, in the name of Jesus, who through eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, in Christ we ask that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to our children and their house and their nation for the profit of all. In Christ we ask our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, his dearly beloved Son, to give to our children and their house and their nation the spiritual gifts of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, who by one offering has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. In Christ, we ask the God of mercy to impart to our children the gift of wisdom, the gift of revelation of knowledge, the gift of faith, the gift of discernment, the gift of healing, the gift of giving, the gift of ministry, the gift of holiness, the gift of love, the gift of peace, the gift of joy, the gift of valor, the gift of revival or evangelism, the gift of refreshing of the Spirit, the gift of tongues, the gift of prophecy, the gift of the power to cast out evil spirits, and the gift of working miracles. As they receive these gifts, in Christ we pray that they minister them to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, and great power and great grace be upon them all. In Christ we pray that our children use these gifts according to the grace that is given to them and in proportion to their faith and according to the Spirit of holiness. God is able to make all grace abound toward our children, and they, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed they and their house and their nation has sown, and increase the fruits of their righteousness, while they are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. As they receive these gifts, in Christ we pray that they minister them to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, with great power and great grace be upon them. In Christ we pray that our children will use these gifts according to the grace that is given to them and in proportion to their faith and according to the Spirit of holiness. In Christ we pray that they will speak boldly in the Lord, who bearing witness to the word of his grace will grant them signs and wonders to be done by their hands, through whom they have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom they also are the called of Jesus Christ, as a worker together with him. So in Christ we plead with our children, not to receive the grace of God in vain. Grace to them and their house and their nation, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank our God always concerning them for the grace of God which was given to them and their house and their nation by Christ Jesus, because the love of God has been poured out in their hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to them. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus, a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, that our children and their house and their nation be enriched in everything by God in all utterance and all knowledge, that the testimony of Christ is confirmed in them, that they come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm them to the end, that they may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. To our children, the beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to them and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, who with his own blood entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption for our children and their family, therefore let the word of Christ dwell in our children and their house and their nation, richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in their hearts to the Lord. In Christ we pray that the word will fill them and their people with grace and truth through Jesus Christ, receiving his fullness, grace for grace, and whatever they do in word or deed, in Christ we pray that they do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let their speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that our children may know how they ought to answer. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of their mouth, but that which is good for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Grace be poured upon their lips. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will hear the instruction of our God and Father in heaven and give attention to no understanding, that they and their family will get wisdom and they will get understanding. May our children and their house and their nation humble themselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift them up. For the Lord God gives grace to the humble, and the wise shall inherit glory. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will teach our children and their people in the way of wisdom and lead them in right paths. When they walk, their steps will not be hindered, and when they run, they will not stumble. That they and their people will love purity of heart and have grace on their lips. That the word of God will be graceful ornaments on their heads and chains about their neck. In Christ we pray that the wisdom of God will promote them, that it will bring them honor, and they embrace it. It will place on their head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. In Christ we pray that our children keep sound wisdom and discretion, so that they will be life to their soul and grace to their neck. In Christ we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for them and their house and their nation, that God would open a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, that our children will hear and receive the word of God, that they will take firm hold of instruction and they will not let go, that they will hear and know the grace of God in truth, and they will bring forth fruit and be filled with the love of the Spirit from the day they hear and forevermore, and that they will know of the hope which is laid up for them in heaven. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with them and their house and their nation from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and in love. In the name of Jesus, he who came as high priest of the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with human hands, in Christ we pray that the grace of God toward our children and their house and their nation not be in vain, that they and their people will conduct themselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshy wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly, and that they may finish the race with joy, and the ministry which they received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation beware lest they fall from their own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, that they not turn away from God who called them in the grace of Christ to a different gospel and set aside the grace of God. God, who alone is wise, keep our children and their people from becoming estranged from Christ, nor from falling from grace. But the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with their spirit and sincerity, that they and their people grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation believe on him who justifies the ungodly, and being justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, that they will receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken, that they will have grace by which they may serve God acceptably with reverent and godly fear. In Christ we pray that they will gird up the loins of their mind, be sober, and rest their hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to them at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not conforming themselves to the former lusts, as in their ignorance, but, as Jesus who called them is holy, they also be holy in all their conduct. For this very reason, in Christ we pray that our children will give all diligence to add to their faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love, that these things are theirs and abound in them, so that they will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from them. And they and their house and their nation will draw near to God, and he will draw near to them, and that they will cleanse their hands and purify their hearts, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Let our children and their house and their nation be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, who gave himself for them, that he might redeem them from every lawless deed, and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Let our children and their house and their nation pursue peace with all men and holiness, looking diligently, lest they should fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up to cause trouble, and thus they become defiled, lest they sell their birthright. In Christ we pray that our children will elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, so they receive an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for them, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten them to a living hope, that the genuineness of their faith may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, and that believing they will rejoice with joy, inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of their faith, the salvation of their souls. To him be glory both now and forever. Grace and peace be multiplied to them. As a fellow worker in Christ, we pray in the name of Jesus, who offered up himself as a sacrifice once for all, that God will know them by name, that our children and their house and their nation will find grace in his sight, and that God will show them his way and they will be his people. According to his abundant mercy, God of their salvation, grant that our children and their people will be clothed in white garments, that their name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life, and Jesus will confess their name before his Father and before his angels. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will show them his ways, teach them his paths, lead them in his truth, and teach them, for he is the God of their salvation. In Christ we pray that God will search our children and know their heart, try them and know their anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in them, and lead them in the way of everlasting. May God break the arm of the wicked and the evil man in our children and their house and their nation. Seek out their wickedness until he finds none. In Christ we pray that God will go with them in their house and their nation and be among them, even though they are a stiff-necked people, and he will pardon their iniquity and their sin and take them as his inheritance. In Christ we ask the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ to show our children and their house and their nation his glory, that God Almighty will make his goodness pass before them, and he will proclaim the name of the Lord before them, that he will give them a peg in his holy place, that he may enlighten their eyes, that God may bless them and their house and their nation forever. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blesses the person who trusts in you, for they know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for their sakes he became poor, that they through his poverty might become rich in soul and spirit. And the God of peace will crush Satan under their feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with them. May God break the bands of their yoke and make our children and their people walk upright. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will come boldly to the throne of grace, that they may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need, that their heart will be established by grace, that they will believe through grace and have faith according to God's grace, that the promise might be sure to all their seed, and that they be heirs together of the grace of life. May the God of all grace, who called our children to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle them. Grace and peace be multiplied to them and their house in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to our children and their people all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called them by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these our children may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus in sincerity. It pleased God, who separated our children from their mother's womb and called them through his grace to reveal his Son to them, when the kindness and love of God their Savior toward them appeared, not by works of righteousness which they have done, but according to his mercy he saved them, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on them abundantly through Jesus Christ their Savior, that having been justified by his grace, they should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life, and that they may become part of the remnant according to the election of grace. For all things are for their sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Grace to our children, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved them and washed them from their sins in his own blood, and has made them kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory for ever and ever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our children, that he might redeem them from every lawless deed, and purify them for himself, as his own special people, zealous for good works, we ask our Father in heaven, and receive all these things. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations, for yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. This will be written for the generations to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory, O Lord. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children